Donegal are just a serious championship team now, and they've proved it over the last six seasons that, you know, heading now for, what is their sixth or seventh All-Star final. I know it's a serious, serious record. We talked about Tyrone improving, last year's champions, of course. So we know that they're going to be a very, very tough nut to crack defensively in particular. Like, they really do set up well, and there's a great understanding within their camp now of what each other's roles are, you know, sort of.
I know when you were in the last time as well, and there was much talk about the league game in Ballybuffet in February or March, which is March actually, what Donegal won it, what, quite easily, 22 points was it to 6 or 12 points
12 points to 12 6,
points to six. Yeah. But you were suspicious about Tyrone that night. You had a feeling that the Mickey Hart might be just playing along a little.
I thought there's going to be a few positional changes. I mean, I pointed out that night the goalkeeper wasn't playing, and you know, you might fancy Morgan to be playing now against Donegal. Different kick-out strategies. Matty Donnelly inside in the corner forward position. Will he play there this time round? I can't see it. I can't see him playing inside along with Sean Kavanagh for the whole match. I'd fancy him to be out the field and driving forward, what he's good at. You know, apart from Peter Hart that night, nobody turned up for Tyrone. Like, nobody turned up for them.
Conor McShane, I think it was cornerback as well.
Helen McShane was cornerback. So there's going to be positional changes. Players, you know, man marking roles are going to be different. So that's all going to change. So, you know, Donegal used to be doing it too when we were playing Tyrone way back. So
you'd be kind of setting little dummies.
Yeah, we dummy teams here and there, and different kick out strategies and all the rest. You'll have something up your sleeve, no doubt, for chance.
And you think, was Donegal doing any of that night, or are we more or less going for it?
Well, I think Donegal, now the way they play is the way we play. There's definitely going to be, I think, another maybe three positional changes from the Antrim game for Donegal to this game. You know, you've seen that Paddy McBurty didn't start, probably going to come in. You know, you might add somebody in that half forward, half back line as well for Donegal. Who they are remains to be seen, but Donegal have options. One thing about looking at the Donegal squad, like, there's a number of players who can play anywhere. Ryan McHugh can be playing the half forward, half back. Owen McHugh the same. You have Marty Riley there. You have Keelan Ward who can play in full back line, half back line, you know. So there's plenty of variation for Donegal too, if they want to do that for Tyrone. So you know, listen, they were very, very impressive against Tyrone that night in Ballybuffet. One of the features was, you know, I felt the ability to get up the field and really take the game to Tyrone, like the Donegal of old, where there was two and three men attacking that first line of defence of Tyrone, going through holes, kicking scores from distance, forcing that
reminiscent
front line
of 2011-12.
I felt there was real energy in the Donegal team, and you know, they'll need that. I felt in the last year's Ulster final, just we're a bit too cagey. I felt that we, you know, we went lateral when we got to that first line of defence at Tyrone. We played with too much conservatism instead of really almost blitzing that line, you know, overwhelming them Tyrone boys in the front line of the defence, rather than them doing it to us, them coming out and getting contact and us and forcing us to go lateral. It's a different proposition when you're being faced with a man carrying the ball and two and three men bombing ahead, getting ahead of it, and you know, really, really asking questions.
And we have the personnel to do
and
that.
And I think we have. I think, like, you know, now
Ryan Bradley used to do that in 2011.
Oh, why? You'd Ryan Bradley, you'd Leo McLoon, you'd, you know, Frank and Carl Lacey and Anthony Thompson, these boys coming from the half back line and runners from midfield.
Breaking the tackle, breaking the line.
Breaking through. But the crucial thing is going in numbers, like, not going off in kamikaze missions by yourself, because you're going to get turned over with the way the drone set up. You need to have the numbers. And I felt that night in Ballybuffet there back in April there, as you were saying, Donegal done that really well, like, and they were peppering on some fantastic long range scores. Kieran Thompson, Hugh McFadden come out, kicked through, you know, Paddy McGrath got up the field and scored, you know. Yeah. And that was reminiscent of the Donegal of old, when you cornerback scoring points as well. When Frank McGlynn was cornerback there, and he was getting up and scoring a point.
Paddy got a goal against Antrim.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, this is the thing, like, Donegal need to add that now, that real aggressive running power, because I think when you play Tyrone, it'll boil down to a game of who can run the ball the best, because both teams more or less force, you're forced to run the ball against their own, and Donegal almost do that to you as well. As your midfielder, you're looking up, and they get it set up so quickly and so well drilled, that by the time you get to midfield, you're looking up, and there might be a sweeper in place, there might be two sweepers in place. It's very hard for you as a midfielder to kick that ball into the full forward line when you see Paddy McBurtie or Hugh McFadden being marked by their men and two men sitting in front of them. It's very hard to do that.
Yeah.
So automatically,
so you need men coming off your shoulder.
You need men.
And you need energy to do that.
Energy and youth and legs.
That mightn't have been there to the same extent last year.
I don't think it was. Like, I think maybe a few of us were kind of maybe well past our peak, you know.
Talk to me about the team. You expect change, as you do.
I probably do. Like, you know, you would fancy, as I said, Paddy McBurtie to come into the team. And then, you know, I don't know, Jamie Brennan scored 1-1 like against Antrim. It'd be a harsh enough on Jamie if he was taken out. But in games like this, it's all about balance. And Rory will be looking at the team and saying, right, what's a good attack defence balance for me? And he'll be picking
and
his team.
And you said the last day he's a master at this.
He's going to be picking his team based on, you know, Tyrone obviously, and what their strengths are. He'll be looking at man marking roles within he'll want boys to carry out, and then he'll be wanting, you know, right, who are the players that are going to give me defensive shape? Who are the players that are able to turn the ball over for me when Tyrone are coming at us in waves? Because Tyrone are going to do the same. Tyrone are a really, really good aggressive running team too. So, you know, he's going to be looking at his forward line in particular. And he might be looking at that full forward line saying, right, it might be redundant for large parts of the game. They mightn't see much football because of the way Tyrone's set up. So do I start with a forward less in that full forward line, play a defender, bring him back out, he's going to be first line of defense. It's going to be interesting to see who he goes with, because it'll be all about, you know, the defence sort of forward sort of combination, what the best balance is for him in the day.
You'd go with a defensive style player up front, would you?
Against Tyrone, I think you do. Like, I think most scores now, funny enough, against Tyrone originate from turnovers, like originate from people getting behind the ball and almost breaking the opposition down first and foremost, breaking them mentally, breaking them with turnovers, breaking them with contact, and then you impose your game, and then you can get your running game going. Like, and
does that say Owen McHugh is more suited to that role?
See, this is the one, like, you know, Owen's brilliant on the transition, and Donegal, I was looking at players who can transition there from Donegal, like Owen Van Galler can transition fierce well, Ryan McHugh can transition fierce well, Frank McGlynn can, Marty O'Reilly can, you know, there's players there, Keelan Ward can transition fierce well, but then Tyrone have the same, you know, and they have players in their half back line, Peter Hart, you have Rory Brennan, Niall Sludden, Tiernan McCann, all these players can transition brilliantly well too. So when a manager's looking at his team, he'll be saying, right, who the boys first and foremost can get that ball and that ball back for me defensively, who can do a job, who's going to be the players who are going to do the dog and turn the ball over, and then who are the players who are going to be able to play and transition up the field. So it's an interesting one who he'll go with. There's only possibly maybe 1-2 possibly max 3 positional changes I'd say he'll make,
and then he'll hold players as well, because that's the tendency nowadays, isn't it?
He'll have to, like you've seen against Derry, Tyrone brought on, I don't know many subs, the 3 or 4 subs, but they all made an impact, Tom. They all made an impact. Darren McCurry comes on and scores 4 points, you know. McNulty comes on, Monroe comes on, these boys who are all, Brennan comes on and scores. So like these are all, Tyrone are showing that they have strength and depth. And Donegal, you'll be sure Rory Gallagher will look at that too, and he'll say, listen, I need to be holding something in reserve here for the last 10-15 minutes of this game. If it's tight, who can come off the bench for me and make a difference, you know? So you'd be looking at, you know, the likes of maybe Carl Lacey, Martin, Michael Henney, you know, Owen McHugh, if he doesn't start, you know, these sort of players who have experience in the big games.
He might start the younger lads and bring the experience.
I think that's the way he might go this year. He'll have the experienced players finishing the games maybe this year, as opposed to having the experienced players starting coming off. I think he might just it makes it awful hard to come back.
We've talked for about 5 or 6 minutes and we haven't mentioned Michael Murphy and his influence. And obviously, you know, people are going to be talking about Justin McMahon, and I know Justin's only back, and I was speaking to Mickey Hart last week actually, and he wasn't sure if he was going to start, that he'd be match ready.
Aye, well, that both of them have gotten to know each other quite well, I suppose, over the years. And, you know, it could be a risk for Mickey to put him on him, like he didn't play the last time round. And, you know, Cal McCarron is another player that you'd maybe say that could potentially go on Michael, you know. But for Donegal, like, there is no more important player, like, and there mightn't be a more important player in the country at the minute to his team than Michael Murphy. You know, he's adapted now his game. You know,
he's a midfielder now.
He's a midfielder, ball winning midfielder now, kicking massive frees. You know, we've seen him the last day against Antrim fetching ball above his crossbar, just, you know, lifting the siege a bit. You know, being the fulcrum of every attack, and he's dictating things there at the middle, and as well as that's what you always get from him, you know, is that just selfless service, you know, putting his body on the line, tackling, just leading by example. So, no, Donegal are lucky, very, very lucky that we have a player like him leading us at the minute. And, you know, he's fit this year, which is the big
one. He's been injured.
Michael wasn't probably tell you himself, he wasn't 100% going into them games and we knew it.
Heading to Clonus on Sunday as a Donegal supporter, a big change from last year when you were heading up to Montrecabin for the semi-final, wasn't it? But you were heading to Tyrone to Clonus to play Tyrone. Would you have any fear at all? Would you know, the way supporters get fear, or I know, at least I do as a supporter from time to time, you know, would you have any fear at all about anything about Donegal, anything about Tyrone? Can Mickey Hart pull something out of the hat, a rabbit out of the hat? Or
Well, you know, of course, you're wanting to see, you're hoping that the Donegal lads settle well and, you know, really, really go at the game like they can, because the energy and the youth is there in the legs now. And that's the one thing that all Donegal supporters this year have really kind of said, that jeekers, this team is playing with real energy and conviction, and, you know, they're really running the ball an awful lot better than we were probably last year.
But it's important that they do that again.
It is important that they do that. You know, you can't go in and play cagey against this Tyrone system. Like, you have to attack that top line of theirs, as I said. Like, you really have to take that line and force them into retreat. Otherwise, they're going to play in their terms for the entirety of the game. So, you know, Tyrone then, they will feel that they've broken Donegal. They'll go into this game feeling that they've broken a lot of the older players now have gone, and they'll see that as a psychological win from last year. They'll be playing on that, I'm sure, this week, that the Donegal team is young and inexperienced. They haven't got it in the big games. They'll be playing and all that sort of stuff this week. I'm sure that's what they'll be talking about. So, you know, Donegal, I'm sure there's going to be hurt from last year. You can be guaranteed Michael Murphy and Neil McGee and Frank McGlynn and Carl Lacey and these boys are going to be, you know, pitting it into our young fellas' minds that, listen, there's hurt from last year. We were 8-4 up at one stage. You know, we felt that we had the game, and yet we went into our shell a bit, and that's when the problems started to occur, turnover started to come. So it's certainly there. I still believe that Donegal can win Ulster. I certainly do believe that. I think it's well within our grasp, an Ulster title. So it's a matter of going up on the day, really believing in themselves, them young fellas.